Did so. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
What do you think now when you've seen all this? Do you think that you voted for a war on a false premise?
Oh, absolutely. And indeed, I agree with 100% of what David has just said. It is factual and his charge, as it were, is absolutely valid. I met Blair at his request about 5 days before we voted, and he said to me that he had spoken to the president. He referred to him as George, and he said, this is what he said to me. He said, George, if Saddam gives up his weapons of mass destruction, an invasion will there. And he said that the president had confirmed this. That's the kind of deceit one was facing. And
Just say that again, Andrew. What did he say? He said to you, the line glitched a bit. Just to be absolutely clear on this.
He'd asked George Bush, if the Saddam had given up his weapons of mass destruction, incidentally, we now know he had none, but if he gave them up, there would be no invasion. And he said that George Bush confirmed this. Now, looking at these documents this morning and everything else which has gone before, we know that this was a complete and utter deceit to me and to others, because no doubt it was repeated to others. And obviously I feel both deeply ashamed and very stupid having trusted the British Prime Minister, but it was a British Prime Minister. And one assumed that even allowing for exaggeration or inaccuracies in intelligence, I never thought it would be 100% untrue. But it was, and myself and the British people, all of us, were duped. And it's now time that there's full disclosure. On the Chilcot report, of course, one of the reasons why this document might not have been disclosed to the Chilcot is because not a word of evidence was given under oath, where you have to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and implicit in that is full disclosure of documentation. Chilcot itself is flawed, but I want it nevertheless published, because it will throw some light onto this big, big deceit.